It's time now for Monty Larson's Owl Pellets. And thanks to a listener that wanted to know a little bit about water witching. They've heard of water witching, and I'm sure many of you have maybe heard of water witching. Is it, does it really work or not? Well, Monty Larson did a little research on water witching, so here you go. Water witching, which is also known as dowsing, is the process of using forked branches, wires, or metal rods to determine the location of water, ores, metal, missing or lost items, and even dead bodies. The process of water witching or dowsing is classified as a pseudoscience, as the science community does not believe that it has validity. Water witching is also known as rhabdomancy. Now, dowsing has been used to locate lost jewelry and has even been used in ghost hunting, crop circles, and fortune telling. Dowsing experts have increased with the recent interest in paranormal activity. And as early as 1518, Martin Luther declared dowsing for metals as occultism, which broke the first commandment. In 1556, a book written by George Agricola mentions dowsing as a suitable skill for finding metal and ores. And in 1662, dowsing was declared to be superstitious or rather satanic. It's kind of got its bad rap. In the south of France in the 17th century, dowsing or water witching was used in tracking criminals and heretics. Its abuse led to a decree of the Inquisition in 1701 forbidding its employment for purposes of justice. Yeah, talk about profiling, huh? Dowsing was used on the Great Plains as homesteaders searched for suitable sites with ample groundwater. During the Vietnam War, some Marines used dowsing rods in an attempt to locate weapons and tunnels. And as late as 1986 in Norway, the Norwegian Army used dowsing rods to try and locate 17 buried soldiers in an avalanche. The motion of dowsing rods is now generally attributed to the ideomotor response. The ideomotor phenomenon is a psychological phenomenon wherein a subject makes motions unconsciously. So in less complex terms, dowsing rods only move due to accidental or involuntary movements of the user. Water witching is still used today throughout several industries, especially agriculture, with varied results. So there we go. It's kind of one of those things where you might think it works and your neighbor is like, that's a bunch of baloney. But there's a little bit of info on water witching, or better known as dowsing.